I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Boz Skaggs will perform in Eugene at the Halt Center on Saturday, February 8th, presented by the John G. Shedd Institute for the Arts. Continuing five decades of making strong albums, he's touring behind his recent CD, Memphis, recorded in that city at Royal Studios, where many classic soul records were made, including some of Al Green's best. Boz Skaggs joins us by phone at KLCC. Thanks for taking a few minutes this morning, Boz.
Hi, Eric.
Just stepping into Royal Studios in Memphis must bring about a great sense of history, I would think. How did that atmosphere affect what happened musically for you there?
Well, I think it has a number of effects. Some are very obvious and some are more subtle. The room itself is, it was chosen because it really carries that atmosphere from the 60s and 70s, that old analog R&B kind of room, which was what the producer Steve Jordan and I were really looking for in a space. There just aren't too many of those left. Many of them have been upgraded or demolished. This is really the only room that, off the top of our heads, we could think of that carried that kind of ambience about it. And it's a literal ambience. That is the acoustics of the room and the control room. And it's a sort of figurative ambience that has more to do with the way the room feels and the history of the room. Not to get too mystical about it, but the walls seem to be full of some wonderful spirits. And when you think about some of the sessions that have gone on there, it's kind of hallowed ground. You can't help but feel the presence of Al Green, and particularly of the studio's owner and the arranger who built it, Willie Mitchell.
Hoping to see you soon. Now that you've got all things that you need, and you're still waiting for me. So good to be here. So good.
Feels really good in that room. It's kind of beat up, run down, in a very, very good way. You can't help but relax in that room. You can't help but feel that the room is capable. It's going to give back. It hasn't changed. They make a point of not changing it.
I would think that under those circumstances, the music would flow rather easily. I get the sense from listening to Memphis that this album happened quickly. Is that true?
Yeah, we gave ourselves 10 days to cut rhythm tracks, and we ended up finishing in 3 days. It just flowed. Without hurrying or trying, things just felt good, and we saved a lot of time because you already know where the drums are going to go or where the guitar is going to go. It's just time-tested. You don't have to look for a sound. It's there.
You have five decades of material to represent. What kind of a palette do you paint sonically on the stage on this tour? What's included?
Well, I try to include a pretty good cross-section of music from throughout my career. It leans heavily on music that people are familiar with, that they've heard on the radio or heard on recordings. I like to play some blues, and then I like to play some things from the new record. It's been real easy to intersperse those songs with the catalog material.
There were a couple of forays you made into the Great American Songbook. I think those were really uncommonly successful forays into the Great American Songbook and jazz. What about your listening from beyond jazz did you bring to that made those records work so well?
To be able to put myself into that world was a great challenge and a great joy for me. I felt really lucky to have met a particular keyboard player who I befriended who gave me the confidence to just try to sing a few of my favorite songs. It was a long process. It was very challenging for me. But we got to make a record, and the record found its way. It gave me the confidence then to go back and do a second round of it. It was a very special experience for me.
Speak low. When you speak low, our summer day withers away too soon, too soon. Speak low. When you speak low, our moment is swift, like ships adrift. We're swept away too soon.
Of recent times, you've been collaborating with Donald Fagen from Steely Dan and Michael McDonald in the Dukes of September project. All of you were accustomed to being leaders in a certain sense. Was it a challenge to find balance in that context?
Not at all, really. We had worked together in the 90s on this project called the New York Rock and Soul Review. Coming together was a great pleasure, and to explore the Great American Soul book. And then we had the Steely Dan band to back us up. It was really a lot of fun.
After all this time, what's ahead for you musically that you still want to explore and create?
I just want to play. I'm loving performance. I'm loving being with my band. The Memphis record has been a particularly good kind of bump for me. It's gotten around considerably since it was released last year. People seem to enjoy it. I love playing it. And it makes me want to get in the studio again, where I'm scheduled to go in with producer Steve Jordan in March and do another one.
Buzz Skaggs will appear at the Holt Center in Eugene this Saturday, February 8th, presented by the Shedd Institute. He's touring behind his recent release, Memphis. For tickets and more information on the show, haltcenter.org or theshedd.org. For more on Buzz Skaggs and the CD Memphis, visit BuzzSkaggs.com. Buzz, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Eric. Enjoyed talking to you. Look forward to being up there.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.
Crazy to remember that frozen winter, snowbound by a lovely face, a quiet grace soothed me. The dark wine, the warm gaze, another worldly spell conspired to amaze. But like those winter days, it wasn't made to last forever. The sun he gone that way. Wild to remember Stockholm, December, our drunken choir.